This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump and the mayor of Portland, Oregon have engaged in a public war of words over the mayor's handling of police brutality protests, which have turned violent. Portland has seen 3 months of nightly protests since the May 25th death of George Floyd in Minneapolis police custody. Most recently, the Saturday shooting death of a person during one of the events. In a series of tweets, the president criticized Mayor Ted Wheeler and urged him again to request help from federal law enforcement. Saturday's shooting came after a caravan of right-wing activists drove into the downtown area where there were confrontations with protesters, according to videos posted on social media. The U.S. state of Kentucky's attorney general has received a ballistics report in the controversial Breonna Taylor case. We get more from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Kentucky's attorney general has received a long-awaited ballistics report in the police shooting of Breonna Taylor. AG Daniel Cameron tweeted Sunday that there is additional analysis needed now that the report is in his hands. He adds there will be no announcement on the investigation this week. Cameron has indicated the ballistics report has slowed the investigation into Taylor's death by police on March 13th. Taylor was shot while at home by police serving a narcotics warrant. Cameron has faced intense pressure from activists who want the officers charged in the Taylor killing. I'm Shelley Adler.
Worldwide, there are more than 845,000 COVID-19-related deaths, with now more than 25.1 million confirmed infections with just four countries, the United States, Brazil, India, and Russia carrying the bulk of those cases. This is VOA News. The state of the epicenter of Australia's second wave of COVID-19 infection said Monday the number of new cases fell to a near two-month low, allowing authorities to detail in a week's time how stringent lockdown measures will be lifted. Victoria said it has detected 73 new COVID-19 infections in the past 24 hours. It's the lowest since July 3rd. The easing number of COVID-19 cases comes as the state capital, Melbourne, begins its fourth week of a six-week lockdown that sees residents confined to their homes, a nightly curfew imposed in large parts of the state economy ordered to close. On the day Belarus's embattled president, Alexander Lukashenko, turned 66, he received a call from Russian President Vladimir Putin to invite Lukashenko to visit Moscow, a sign of the Kremlin's willingness to back Lukashenko as he grapples with the unrest and the threat of new Western sanctions. Once again, tens of thousands of protesters flooded the capital to call for his resignation. He's been struggling to contain the weeks of protests and strikes since winning an August 9th election. His opponents say was rigged. He denies electoral fraud, and he said the protests are backed from abroad. U.S. President Donald Trump's senior advisor, Jared Kushner, visited Jerusalem's Western Wall Sunday. This is ahead of a scheduled trip the following morning to the United Arab Emirates with U.S. and Israeli delegations for talks on finalizing Israel-UAE ties. The Western Wall, the holiest place where Jews are allowed to pray in Jerusalem, is revered as a remnant of the compound of the Second Temple built by Herod the Great more than 2,000 years ago and destroyed by the Romans in 70 A.D. Earlier Sunday, Kushner met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and senior ministers. Kushner, the grandson of two Holocaust survivors, emphasized his Jewish ancestry during joint statements with Netanyahu. Tens of thousands of demonstrators rallied Sunday in the Belarusian capital of Minsk to begin the fourth week of daily protests demanding that the country's authoritarian president resign. Protests began after an August 9th presidential election that protesters say was rigged, but that the election officials say gave President Alexander Lukashenko a sixth term in office. Protesters initially tried to gather at Independence Square in Minsk, but barriers and riot police blocked it off. Find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.